This episode covers how to make her feel safe talking to you. You want her to open up again, but somehow you keep watching the same door close. Here's what to do in the moments before you speak, and the exact words for four different situations. She starts a sentence, watches your face for half a second, and decides how much more to say. Most men never see that half second happening, but it happens every time she opens up. If she has gone quiet, stopped bringing up hard topics, or started answering with, "It's fine, she is not being difficult," she is reading the room, and the room has told her it is not safe yet. This pattern usually did not start with you. It likely started years ago, in a house where showing feelings got you laughed at, ignored, or told to toughen up. You learned that staying calm and staying quiet kept the peace. That instinct made sense then, and it works against you now, in a conversation where she needs you to show up, not shut down or take over. Here's what's happening when your first instinct is to fix it. You want to explain, defend, or offer the fix that makes the problem go away, and that instinct comes from a good place. It still backfires. The moment you jump to fix, defend, or explain, she stops feeling heard and starts feeling managed. Her body reads that shift fast. Heart rate up, shoulders tight, words getting shorter. That is not her overreacting. That is her nervous system deciding this conversation is not safe to finish. Fixing feels like love to you. To her, in that moment, it can feel like being handled instead of heard. So here's the method. Three things you do before you ever open your mouth. Put the phone down first. Not after she notices, but before she starts talking. Slow your first response by 3 seconds, counting it in your head if you have to. That gap is what starts to make her feel safe talking to you before you've said a single word. Then ask before you explain. "Can you tell me more?" Costs you nothing and buys her the room to keep going. Now let's get into the four patterns that do the most damage and the actual words to use instead. The first is judging, instead of asking. It sounds like, "Why would you even think that?" Or a raised eyebrow before she finishes her sentence. Picture this. She tells you she's been feeling lonely, even though you've been home every night. Instead of listing everything you did right this month, try saying, "I want to understand what lonely feels like for you, even with me here. Can you help me see it?" That skips the defense and goes straight to curiosity, which is what makes her feel safe talking to you. She may need a moment before she answers. Let the silence sit instead of filling it. The second is explaining instead of hearing her out. The "yeah, but" reflex. Say she brings up that you were short with her in front of the kids last week. Instead of correcting the record, try, "You're right that I was short. I can see why that stung." Then stop. Don't add, "but." She's been waiting to be heard, not corrected. And once she feels heard, she's far more willing to hear your side too. The third is going quiet, instead of staying in the room. To you, it can feel like keeping the peace. To her, it can feel like being left alone with the problem. When the conversation gets heavy and your chest tightens, try, "I'm overwhelmed right now, and I need 20 minutes. I'm not leaving the conversation. I'll be back." Then come back at the time you said. That follow-through is what starts to make her feel safe talking to you the next time this happens. The fourth is fixing instead of sitting with it. She tells you she's felt disconnected for months, and your instinct is to jump straight to a plan. Instead, try, "I don't need to fix this right now. I just want to understand what disconnected has felt like for you." It tells her the feeling matters on its own, not just as a problem on your list. Different men lean on different defaults under stress, and here's how to adjust based on the one you recognize in yourself. If you tend to keep the peace and say, "I'm fine," when you're not, say the true thing even when it risks a little friction. If you hear feedback as an attack, use the script above. Name what's true first, then stop. If your voice and pace speed up when things get tense, name your own volume out loud and slow down on purpose. If you go quiet and leave the room to cope, Use a short exit line instead of a silent one. And always come back when you said you would. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she pushes harder when you go quiet, her intensity is a protest, not an attack. So stay calm instead of matching her energy. If she's gone quiet and stopped bringing things up at all, don't wait for her. Bring up the distance yourself. If she pulls back and needs space, give her easy ways to step back without treating it as rejection. If she's the one who goes quiet while you tend to chase, lower how hard you push and invite her calmly. A few lines are worth avoiding entirely. You're overreacting. Tells her the feeling itself is the problem. I already said, I was sorry treats an apology like a receipt instead of a repair. Can we talk later? Without a real time attached reads as never. And just listen. Don't fix it, said in a commanding tone. Can undo the exact safety you're trying to build, even when the words themselves are right. Even when you do everything right, some conversations still go sideways, and what you do in the next 10 minutes matters more than what happened in the last 10. Give it 20 to 30 minutes, not the whole night, then say, that went worse than I wanted. Can we try that again, slower this time? That names the miss without excuses and asks for a second try instead of ending the night on the worst version of the conversation. This isn't just about better conversations. Emotional safety is what opens the door to everything physical that follows it. When she stops bracing for criticism or a fix, she starts telling you more, not less. And that honesty is often the first thing to return, followed by the small stuff, a hand on your arm, sitting closer on the couch, reaching for you first, instead of waiting to be asked. Women commonly describe feeling desire only after they feel emotionally safe, not the other way around. Making her feel safe talking to you isn't a detour from your sex life. For a lot of couples, it's the road back to it. Ask yourself, what's one moment this week where I jumped to fix instead of asking a question? Last night, when she said she felt alone, I went straight into explaining my schedule instead of just asking what alone felt like for her. You'll know it's working when she finishes more sentences without you jumping in, when she brings something up without you asking first, and when the small stuff, a hand, a longer hug, starts to return before you've asked for it. You just spent time with the four things that make her stop talking to you, and the words to use instead. The door you keep watching close doesn't have to stay that way, and the 3 seconds before you respond are still yours to use, every single time. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.